Well, anybody that knows me knows how I feel about coffee. I spent my life literally in coffee for several years and always love to get into a conversation about coffee. So we find ourselves today at Vermont Coffee Company, the place where it all takes place, where the magic happens here in Middlebury, Vermont. And of course, Vermont Coffee Company is the Food Dude's official coffee. And we have been trying to make that happen for quite a long time. And I'm so thrilled to be able to just have this, and it's a great thing. So today we want to talk Vermont coffee, and here to talk with us is the Vermont State Representative and Ambassador for Vermont Coffee Company, Hannah Albert. Nice to see you.
Hi, nice to see you.
It's great to be here and great to talk about Vermont Coffee Company. We don't want to get too far from the fact that Vermont Coffee Company always has been a brand of coffee with a purpose. And it really means something, does it?
It does, yeah. I think that's one of the things that sets Vermont Coffee Company apart out there in the marketplace. You know, we have a friend philosophy that we are proud to kind of stick to and represent to this day. So that, for us, means staying a friend to the customer by sourcing high-quality, non-GMO organic coffee. A friend to the farmer. We have a great partnership with Food for Farmers. So that is another local Vermont nonprofit, but they support coffee farming families in Latin America.
There's a lot of that goes on, and people may be familiar with something called fair trade, but this goes beyond that. Hannah, take a minute and talk about this, because this is an important thing.
Right. So yeah, we do support fair trade coffee, but I think kind of the work that Food for Farmers does is so much broader than that, and really kind of diving into helping the coffee farming families every day. So beyond that coffee harvest, ensuring that they have food security. So really kind of near and dear to our hearts.
And for sure, more so than perhaps in other places, because it literally, farming is in the backyard here. And even though we don't grow coffee here in Vermont, we can relate on a level that really few people can to the farmers who grow in these countries where coffee is grown. And whether you're growing corn or strawberries or coffee, it all comes out of the same thing, and you have the same needs.
Yeah, exactly, right. And you know, we all rely on coffee so much. So.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
I can't get along without it. Yeah. And we definitely are a friend to you and I who are on this side of the cup, a friend to the customer, in that the coffee is always the highest quality, and it's all organic, which is a lot more meaningful, again, now that we know so much more about all food, not only coffee. But let's take a minute and talk about the wonderful kinds of Vermont Coffee Company coffees, all organic, and including the flavored coffees, which is something new and something pretty exciting.
Yeah, so we launched our flavored coffees last summer, so super excited about them. They're a bit unique from flavored coffees that you might see on the market, so they're organic and all natural. So we are proud to have our sweet maple, our roasted hazelnut, and our rich vanilla. So three really smooth, delicious blends that kind of give you that option if you're craving something flavored, but you want to stick to those kind of all natural organic roots. It's a great option.
And it just tastes better. Everything tastes better in Vermont, but this just tastes better. Question I'm always asked about the flavored coffee. Do you flavor the roasted bean, or do you roast a flavored bean?
I believe it's flavored after roasting. Yeah, like an oil component.
Right. And my understanding as well, having spent a bit of time in the coffee roasting side of the business for a while, but it's all just so much better. And, of course, we want to make mention, and you may hear us mention from time to time, Vermont Coffee and Stonewall Kitchen. And this is a partnership that was very, very exciting when we first all heard about it.
Yeah, so Vermont Coffee was acquired by Stonewall Kitchen just over 2 years ago. So we're part of their larger family of brands. And kind of the thread throughout all of those brands is kind of that quality, that attention to craftsmanship, attention to detail. So it's a really, really great partnership. It fits well.
It really makes so much sense, you know, and the philosophies are the same and all of that. And of course, it's all about great coffee in your cup, in your home, or many, many places where you go and enjoy coffee. So let's talk about a couple of the new kind of signature coffees that are out there that we've just started talking about, and we're actually going to put it on our prize list in the very near future. We've got another collection of exciting new coffees from Vermont Coffee Company. One is the French Country Blend.
Yes, so French Country launched this past summer. It is a really great kind of everyday blend. It's a medium dark roast, so nice and smooth, kind of satisfies that kind of everyday drinker. All around a great blend.
It really does hit that note right in the middle. If you like a darker coffee, it really fills the bill for you. If you prefer more of a breakfast blend donut shop kind of a deal, then you're going to like this as well. It's better than that. And we got a chance to try it and really enjoy it, and can't wait for you to try it as well. And the other is the espresso roast.
Yes, so we are really excited to launch espresso in our 16-ounce whole bean 1-pound package. So we offered that previously in a food service offering. Always was a fan favorite with baristas. It develops a really nice crema. So it's a lively, nutty blend with notes of cocoa and caramel.
And what's great about it is it delivers that full flavor no matter what you're brewing it in. Yes, if you have the machine and you are a barista in your own home and you know how to pull one of those espressos, then this will deliver it for you. But if you're making it in a home coffee brewer, it's going to deliver this full, satisfying coffee.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's versatile.
And it's going to make great coffee drinks and all that. Yeah. Now, that having been said, we just gave away an assortment of coffees on the show, and it was the Caribbean assortment, including some light roasted coffees. And this is interesting. The light roasted coffees kind of came on the scene not too long ago, and they had a different characteristic about them. There started to be some different notes introduced into the coffee, like fruitiness and kind of high notes.
Exactly, yeah. With lighter coffee, you'll kind of get more of a brighter, citrusy taste than you would with something that's maybe darker, more chocolatey. The more you roast the coffee, the more sugars develop. Light coffee also, fun fact, it has more caffeine than a darker roast would. So, you know, folks tend to think dark, bold, that's going to give me the caffeine punch, but it's actually the opposite. So the lighter the roast, the more caffeine to get your day started.
Hannah Albert knows her coffee. And also it depends on what you are brewing that coffee in.
Sure. Yeah. That also can really impact the taste.
And the amount of caffeine that's going to come out of that coffee. If you're making what kind of coffee is going to deliver, what method of brewing coffee is going to deliver more caffeine?
Probably cold brew, I would say. That's kind of the new hot way to make coffee. And really focusing, you know, you see all those companies that are focused on the amount of caffeine in it, the grams of caffeine. So that can develop more caffeine. Coffee's versatile. There's so many ways to brew. I'd say in the office, we're really big fans of the Melitta pour over, because that you can just kind of grind the coffee right before, get that freshest taste, watch it kind of bloom, and really, yeah, just kind of an interactive process and develops all those flavors. Right.
That's the word that's come out with these lighter roasts. You give it a minute to let it bloom.
Yes, yep.
And it makes a difference. The fruitiness comes up and the aroma really comes up. It's really quite interesting. I'm sure you get asked this all the time, what's the best way to store our coffee, either the whole bean or the ground?
Airtight container, definitely. And we always kind of say, like, treat your coffee like you would produce. So especially the whole bean, it's got a shorter shelf life just naturally. So really kind of focus on what you're going to go through and grind right before you store is usually the best bet.
Refrigerate, freeze, or no?
You could. We don't tend to recommend it. Just best to kind of buy what you need, grind it right before, store it, all that.
That's the key. Just buy it often. A bag a week, that's all we ask. Or something like that. And how can we find out more about Vermont Coffee Company coffees and make sure that we are up on the latest and getting the most delicious organic ground coffee?
Yeah, of course. Stonewall Kitchen website, you can subscribe, which is great. You get a little discount when you do so, and then you can make sure that you're always getting your coffee delivered. You can buy it at a lot of places locally, which is awesome as well. And following us on social, there's always, you know, little updates here and there.
And if you use the promo code FOODDUDE, you'll save 10% as well. So we are more than happy and so proud to be able to be associated with Vermont Coffee Company. Hannah Albert, it's been so much fun talking coffee with you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been great.